Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're picking up in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. The Malam in Azav, Zava, even more chumra than the Tum of Azav, is Azava. Shehi Metameh is Bawala, because Azav is Metameh, Azava is Metameh, the man who is Bawal her. The Malam in Azava, Mitzora, and even more Tameh than Azava is a Mitzora, Shu Metameh Bebiya, because he can be Metameh a whole house just by walking into the house. The Malam in Mitzora, Etzim Kisaora, Shu Metameh Tum Shiva, and even more Tameh than a Mitzora is an etzem kisaura of a dead body, which is able to be metame someone for 7 days. Chamer mikulam hameshu metame ba'ohel mashein kulam metamin. But even more chamer than that is a mace itself, which is metame ba'ohel. An etzem kisaura from a mace is not metame ba'ohel, it's only metame Bimaga, but a mace itself is metame ba'ohel, as opposed to all the other avos hatamar, not metame be'ohel. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, so eser tumos parshos mina adam. There are 10 levels of tuma that are poresh, that come out of a person, meaning the person is the source of tuma, and the eser tumos are mechusar kippurim, a person who has gone through the tara process, but every step of the tara process, except for the very last step of bringing the karban. Aser b'kodesh, so he's not allowed to eat kachim. Umutar b'chum meiser, but he is allowed to eat truma, and he is allowed to eat meiser sheni as well. Chazul yos tevul yom, level 2 is, if a person is a tevul yom, which means he's gone through much of the tara process, and has even gone to the mikvah, but needs to wait for harav shemesh, needs to wait for nighttime in order for his tara to be complete, and oftentimes needs to bring a korban the next day as well, so he's aser b'kodesh u'b'truma. He's also not allowed of truma, but umutar b'meiser. He is allowed of meiser sheni. Chazul lias balkari. If a person then becomes a balkari, which is a more severe level of tuma, aser b'shasa, then he's not allowed of meiser sheni either. Chazul lias ba'ol nida. If he becomes a ba'ol nida, metame mishkav tachton kelyon. He now is metame anything that he sits on, even 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. He's metame the bottom one. Chazul lias zav sharash te rios. If he then is a zav who has 2 rios of ziva, metame mishkav moshav. Now he's metame mishkav and moshav, anything that he sits on. And turns into an afatuma. But tzarich bias mayim chayim. In addition to that, he needs mayim chayim in order to be matar himself. But upatim in a carbon. At least he's not chayiv a carbon yet. Ra'a shalosh chayiv be carbon. If he's a zav, he sees 3 re'ios, he's chayiv in a carbon. And then as we keep on getting more and more chamer, chazur lios mitzorah muskar. If he becomes a mitzorah muskar who's closed off to assess his tumas mitzorah, metame bebiya. He's metame by coming into a house, any person or any cleave that's there at the same time as him, upata mina priya mina prima, but he doesn't have to let his hair grow and he doesn't have to tear his clothing. Umina taglachas mina tziparim, he doesn't have to shave and he doesn't have to bring the birds as part of the tara process. V'imahaya mulchlat, but once he becomes an absolute declared mitzora, chayiv bekulan, then he's chayiv in all of these things. He's chayiv in the taglachas and the tziparim and the priya and the frima. And then, pirish menu ever shenel of basar karaoi, if he had a limb that was severed from his body that doesn't have enough basar to be able to survive, or we'll see what enough basar means, metame magom masa v'ena metame ba'ohel. That limb is metame magom masa, but it's not metame ba'ohel. V'im yeshel of basar karaoi, but if that limb has enough basar on it, shir basar karaoi, then metame magom masa uba'ohel, then it's even metame ba'ohel. Shir basar karaoi kedei lahalos arucha, the amount of basar that's considered basu karatwi is enough that it would be able to heal if it were still attached to the body. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, im yesh makom echad kedei lahakifo b'chut erav, that is basu karatwi is if there's enough basar in one place to go around the aver, that particular aver in the width of an erav thread from a loom. Yesh bo lahalusaru, then it's enough that it will be able to heal, meaning it doesn't matter how the size of the aver, it will heal if it has that amount of flesh around that aver. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we continued to go through higher levels of tumah. A zava is more tame than a zav, a mitzora more than a zava, an etzem kisaura more than a mitzora, because an etzem kisaura of a mace, because it's mitame be magom mas benapa ohel, and a mace more tame mitame, then netzum kesarg is mitame even ba ohel. And then in Mishnah Hey, we went through how a human being can have 10 levels of tuma, the least of which is a mechusar kippurim, and the most severe. And the most severe of which is an Aver that doesn't that has Basar Karaui, which is Mitame even Ba'oel, and we went through all the steps in between that. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav.